Sydney Bauman, KBPS Class of 2025. You're listening to the voice of the Portland Public Schools. AM 1450 KBPS Portland. Online at kbps.am.
Good morning. The time is 11:03. I'm Sydney reporting live in the KBPS News Center on SummerSound 2025. Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Kelly Osbourne, and a member of the band Slipknot, Sid Wilson, shared a special moment at Ozzy's final performance. From KGW, Wilson knelt down on one knee and proposed to Osbourne's daughter on Saturday during Ozzy's final concert with Black Sabbath to a crowd of 40,000 fans. Wilson and Kelly have been together since 2022 and welcomed a child, Sydney, later that year. In videos from the concert, Wilson says, "Kelly, you know I love you more than anything in the world," to which Ozzy interjects and jokes, "You're not marrying my daughter," with laughter erupting from the audience. The Portland Waterfront Blues Festival raises money to support local musicians. From Coin 6, thousands of people flocked to the Waterfront Blues Festival last week from the 4th to the 5th to support many incredible bands. There was a $5 raffle presented by Meals on Wheels and the Jeremy Wilson Foundation to support local artists. Organizers with the Waterfront Blues Festival had said they raised over $10 million for local community partners. After a 16-year hiatus, the 90s Britpop phenomenon Oasis reunites on their first stop of their reunion tour in Cardiff. From Coin 6, the band took stage Saturday night to a crowd of more than 60,000 fans. Guests were treated with a set that primarily revolved around their first and second albums, alongside some fan-favorite B-sides. The show comes after a longtime feud with the lead of the band, Noel Gallagher, and his brother Liam, the heart of Oasis. Here's some noteworthy events that happened on this day in music from thisdayinmusic.com. On July 7th, on this day in 1989, it was reported for the first time that CDs were selling more than vinyl albums. In 1969, George Harrison recorded a little song you may know called "Here Comes the Sun" with fellow Beatles members Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr at Abbey Road in London. Finally, on this day in music, in 1957, the iconic Elvis Presley scored his first UK number one hit single with "All Shook Up." "All Shook Up" was his 10th UK single release and spent 7 weeks atop of the chart. I'm Sydney. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney. We're back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. While attending high school, you may wonder, is it all worth it? Especially if school just doesn't seem to be your thing. WorkSource Oregon Employment Department's Lonnie Martinez says a high school diploma or GED tells a potential employer a lot about you.
I think it's really important that especially youth understand that not only shows their commitment to something, it shows that they can complete something and learn everything that is necessary to gain or earn a high school diploma or GED.
Your Career, Your Choice is a service of WorkSource Oregon. For more information on how WorkSource Oregon can help you get your career started, go to our website at workinginoregon.org or visit the WorkSource Oregon Center nearest you.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Oregon learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Oregon School Activities Association and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association.
Portland weather.
See, look, I'm back. You can't lose me. I'm here with the updated weather forecast. The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with an overnight low of 59 degrees. Tomorrow, it's looking sunny again with a high of 88 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 72 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 75 degrees in Hillsboro. And it's currently clear and 72 degrees in the Rose City. Up next, we have All Shook Up by Elvis Presley. Thank you for listening.
bless them all.